Where is your favorite place to watch the sunset on the coast? For many, it's Bonnybrook. Ocean Beach Esplanade in Area E has stunning, flat walking terrain, sandbars, an award-winning restaurant that has been around so long my parents celebrated their engagement party there, and the trifecta that is Chester Creek, Chester Park, and Chester House Community Hall, all on an estuary home to a time-honored salmon run. But with outworn development, storm surges and rising sea levels, our beloved sunset spot of paradise could get washed away. The last Elphinstone Community Association meeting guest was Kelly Locke, a Green Shores Projects coordinator. Green Shores offers three levels of voluntary programs to address shoreline problems with nature-based solutions founded in science. Do you want to preserve the physical shoreline? Reduce pollutants entering local aquatic environments? Fix the impact of climate change, development and erosion? Then this ECA meeting was for you. Luckily, if you missed it, this is the rundown. Locke taught us about shoreline hardening versus shoreline softening. Modern mines jump to hardening armor to protect their beachfront. Think hard structures, such as seawalls, bulkheads, and breakwaters. But scientific research says shoreline hardening is a quick fix that does not last. Hardening the beachfront results in a loss of coastal habitats, increased erosion of properties and high maintenance reconstruction costs after bad weather. The flip side is shoreline softening, which often involves dismantling gray cement walls. Shoreline softening reduces property loss, pollution entering the water, and damage caused by storms. Berms, logs, active planting, and maintaining a natural slope between land and sea are all examples of creating a softer shoreline. Without a Stanley Park-style seawall, Bonnybrook retains some natural shoreline softening. Mother Nature will need a hand though, so Locke specified some suggestions for us. Chester House, you may remember, has that low stone wall that sections off the backyard. Locke suggests the wall could be modified to restore the habitat while protecting the building's infrastructure. The esplanade parallel to the beach is mostly sheltered by beach logs and bushes. Improving this barricade with a softening hybrid design, like a berm made of driftwood and rock, could protect properties from future erosion. Brian Thick of the Ocean Beach Esplanade Neighborhood Association admits, rising sea levels will be a challenge for us, who live along Bonnybrook. However, there are a lot of good years ahead if we take care of our beach and foreshore. People and dogs alike love our big lawn at Chester Park, where friends and families gather on the regular. To protect it when those king tides breach, Locke recommends adding more native plants at the fringes to improve the lawn structure. Perhaps low-lying plants that won't block our view at sunset. She noticed a lot of Scotch broom, and let's be honest, Elphinstone is covered with invasive yellow broom that we should be removing. But Locke shared a study which found 50% of food consumed by juvenile salmon comes from terrestrial sources, such as leaves and bugs. It reminded me of the yellow warning sign I always see at the Chester trifecta, since herbicide is applied to knotweed on the roadside there. Removing invasive plants is a precarious balancing act in this delicate little ecosystem. Our Area E director, Donna McMahon, shared that the SCRD is applying for a grant to get an engineering consultant to assess the creek and develop some non-concrete solutions. This was inspired by all the damage to the access bridge leading to Chester House in the flooding of last year, which is still out of commission. Thick expressed his wish for a coastal engineer assessing the complicated bit of shoreline along Chester House Park and making recommendations that will preserve these community assets. If you would like to become part of the Green Shores program for your home or community, reach out to Green Shore and get started. If you're kicking yourself for missing this enlightening ECA meeting, you're in for an incredibly mopey December. The ECA will be breaking this month, so tune for January to get your fix for all things Area E. Email feedback and ideas to hello.elphinstone@gmail.com.